And welcome to episode 340 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening to the show, let me fill you in on what it's like to listen to this show. While you're listening to the show, and you're finding out already what it's... let me just explain, even though you're already gonna... Anyways, it's like waiting for a flight at the airport, you know? You settle at the gate... You put everything down, and all of a sudden an update comes on your phone. The gate has moved to an entirely new terminal.
Ooh.
So you pick up your bags, you take the tram, or the bus, or however you get there. You finally make it to the new terminal, but then the flight's delayed. Now you have 3 hours to kill, so you try to find a snack, and of course everything is $20. Like the cheapest thing for a side of fries. You go and find a seat, but the person sitting next to you smells like a box of shit. After you move, you just can't settle in. Maybe from the constant talking from other people around you, like the little kids who keep kicking your chair, or the person who has zero etiquette, keeps playing his phone on full volume. That's 8-bit for you. I'm Jeremy, and yes, I had some flight difficulties. With me today are two men who once yelled at the TSA, "Tag, you're it!" as they ran by security.
Doug!
Kevin! Also, you used the wrong "you're" in there.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, he's just letting them know it's "you're it."
Yeah.
"You're it."
Yeah, that's "you're it."
Yeah, it's "you're it." And
it's
then...
your copy of it.
Yeah,
because right. you're throwing a copy of the movie at their face as you run by,
or maybe the book. It's gonna be a long flight.
Oh God, that's a big book to throw at someone. Mm-hmm. That would hurt.
Yeah,
that would hurt somebody.
It's bigger than the Bible, and even if you're like, "Oh, I'm gonna listen to this on the flight," it's 44 hours, so you could fly to
everywhere.
Everywhere. You can fly to everywhere.
And still not be done.
And still not be done. You can fly to the moon and back and still not be done with it.
Mm-hmm. But guys, I went on vacation last week and I wasn't here.
Yeah, we know.
Oh.
Oh, are you not talking to us?
I guess we don't need to talk about anything then.
Yeah, we covered it. Don't worry about it.
Boo, yeah, no, we talked all about it.
I went to Disney. And it wasn't a normal Disney trip because I went to the Star Wars land, and I purposely have not talked about it with either of you because of the fact that I wanted to wait for the show. And of course, I mean, you saw pictures and stuff, right? So,
yeah, I haven't talked to you except for all the things I sent you.
Yeah,
I haven't really talked to you except for all this, but the photos don't do it justice, right? Like, you've seen the photos.
So you sent video too.
Yeah,
and that's why I sent video, but that wasn't enough. So that's why
videos that I didn't necessarily need to see or want to see ever.
And then you FaceTimed us,
right? But that's why I built the VR rig and I walked around with a VR camera. So that way you guys could really get the idea of what it was like.
Yeah, but they didn't allow that in the park. So instead we got other, like, just stuff in the hotel and just things.
Yeah,
I didn't
we saw
notice.
The bathroom. And that
I wasn't going about to waste that $4,000 I spent on that camera.
Yeah, so we got a 5-minute video of you taking a shit.
It was interactive as fuck.
More active on Snapchat, more on the toilet than you think.
Man, y'all could do. I mean, y'all could pick up the roll and wipe me for me. Like, y'all did everything. Although I didn't appreciate it when you kept turning on the faucet. Get it? Because it's virtual reality, and you can do. Anyways, Star Wars was amazing. Doug was talking a little bit beforehand before I left, and you know, he was like, well, isn't it, it's not that big. And so going in there, walking into it is also a treat, because you know, you could just walk into the land and you're like, okay, oh cool, I'm here. But they really get you with the music. Like, they really get you hardcore with the music, because it's really the soft transition as you go in, and it just really preps you. Because, man, I was welling up as I was walking in and I first saw the buildings, and I was absolutely floored by the attention to detail, the buildings themselves, how big this house, just the scale of the buildings alone. It was everything that I could ever want it to be, to feel like I was in Star Wars land, or in a Star Wars world. And then the tears really began to roll when I saw the Millennium Falcon. And when I saw that at scale, 1-to-1, oh man, that is, that's a sight to see. And you could see all the pictures you want on the internet, but standing in front of it and hearing the sounds and watching the smoke come off of it, and like, you know, it tries to start up and it doesn't. And, you know, there's an actual place for people to get into it, you know, the actors and stuff like that when they do shows and everything. But
nice.
Yeah, it was absolutely, absolutely mind blowing. They have a you know, kind of a separate area for where it's the resistance, and that is like, they did it really well, because the resistance is kind of like off the path, right? It's not in the city, because obviously they're just, it's a small group of rebels, and so that's what they made it, just a small, there's an X-wing, there's an A-wing, and then there's some there's some stands and stuff, and it's just like, all right, well, I get why they're out here. It was just on the outskirts of the city. And then when you go into the city, there's an area for the New Order, like, recruiting station. It's where the other ship was. And then they have the docking bay where the Millennium Falcon was. And then they have the food area. And then they have the whole shop area as well, and they have the droid shop and the saber shop, like, hidden away in a corner. The Jedi one is really cool because of the fact that it really is like a side entrance into a building that you would think is hidden away
we're halfway there, you got one word right.
Yeah, the Jedi Order.
First order.
Thank you. I had a brain fart.
And you got tickets to see episode 9. Blech, you don't deserve it.
So when you go in to build your lightsaber, that is a, oh my God. I'm so glad we did it, because we wrestled with not doing it, but I'm so glad that we did, because it is, I teared up in there as well. I'm not going to spoil anything that happens in there, because I think everybody deserves to experience that just firsthand. But, you know, they are in there, the resistance as well. And they're like, you know, they play out this whole thing, and it's incredible. It's more incredible than I could ever imagine. And, you know, the only thing that I wish that was happening, the only critique that I can give it, is I wish that there were character actors walking around in alien costumes. Like, I wish that there were alien suit, like, you know, to make you feel like mm-hmm. you know, you were on a different planet, except for all the stupid humans that were walking around.
Yeah,
that'd have been cool,
especially around the cantina.
Go get some Rodians and some Ithorians and shit like that to walk around. Mm-hmm. Just those big rubber suits, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Disney, get your shit together.
That would have been really cool to go into the cantina and see different aliens.
And like Twi'leks, because that's just a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Twi'leks would be an easy one to pull off.
Yeah, super easy one, because that's just, I mean, we see cosplayers that do it for like super easy, like just the laku that go over their head. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
And they did play along with, you know, they called everything. All the cast members were like,
Oh, welcome to Batu. Is this all going to be for you, sir? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just picking up my Batu mug and jacket and second jacket and this pin. I need this pin. Hold on. Oh, and this frame. I need this frame as well. One more thing. These dice. I need those. Can you throw in that holocron over there? Thank you. And then they're like, that'll be 250 credits. And I was like, I've got it right here in this space card. And I do my credit card.
Well, you bought a holocron?
No, I didn't.
They're just selling holocrons these days?
They got a Jedi one and they got a Sith one sitting right next to each other.
Come on now.
50 credits each.
Jesus, did they fucking do something? Do you actually get a goddamn Jedi to pop out and fucking lessons on how to use a Force?
So it glows, it makes noise, and it transforms. Just a little bit.
The so corners kind of turn.
So you twist the top, and the corners turn out.
I can see that.
For $50?
50 credits.
50 credits.
It was a fantastic experience. I really hope that you get to experience it soon, Doug. Kevin, you don't care, but Doug, I hope you do.
When I go to Star Wars Land, we'll send you to Harry Potter.
Yeah, we'll send you to Harry Potter Land.
I'll go to either one, man. Hey, I'll get a fucking wand.
From Star Wars Land?
From Star Wars Land.
Yeah, a wand.
You walk up. Yo, can I get one of those Harry Potter wands?
Yo, can I get one of them wands, though, for reals?
I'll cosplay as a stormtrooper to Harry Potter Land.
They're like, hey, you're building your lightsaber. What type of crystal do you want? Yo, you got one of them unicorn hairs? What about a phoenix feather? You got some of that?
You got one of those?
A lightsaber, not a wand.
So we're not making wands? Hey, guys, I don't mean to interrupt this, but are yours as thick as mine? These are some really thick wands.
Things I've said in locker rooms more than often.
If you like what we're talking about, if you enjoy us so far and you haven't tuned out, well, thank you, first of all. But you can visit the website to find more information about us, and there's a whole bunch of links there. So if you go to www.the8bitgeek.com, you can find links to our show, our other shows, which is 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and maybe Brainberry Pop Tarts. So they're all there. You can also find our Discord where you can interact and chat and have fun with the rest of the fans out there. And we have our link to our Patreon. So if you want extra content for as little as $5 a month, you can have it. We do a daily show called The Diner. We have an extended episode of the 8-Bit Geek where you get the pre-show and the post-show. You also will receive exclusive content from the 8-Bit Saga. You'll get stuff from Divas Dropkicks and Dives. So you get a lot of content over there. So definitely go check it out. $5, that's all it takes. And if you don't do it, well, you're a terrible human being who wants to see us fail.
Wow. That went dark.
Yeah. Real quick, since we're on Twitch, you know, we stream this live every Monday night. Kev, tell us the things that have happened.
I don't know because every time I get logged out of Twitch, but what I do know is Majestic Goose subscribed to us using Twitch Prime. Thank you. And then Spook has renewed his Spook54 subscribed with Twitch Prime for 4 months in a row. Month streak.
I would say Spook54, the full thing, next time, you know, instead of just saying Spook.
Well, it's the Halloween time.
It was a spooky man.
Yeah, maybe just say spooky spook. Man. Nope, man, that's bad too.
We also have a 20-month resub from Random.
Nice.
Random Hero, and he says, 28 freaking months. Where does the time go? Yeah, good fucking question. And then Lucy also subbed with Twitch Prime for 17 months. Thanks, Lucy.
Yay, thank you. Thank you for all that. That's so nice. We love you forever.
We appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What's up, man? What are we talking about today?
Well, yeah, I wanted to subscribe too. subscribed on Twitch.
We'll
can someone announce that?
We get the alert. Yeah, well, I'm going to wait for it to it's got to roll in first. I'm not just going to announce just because you said so.
Oh, well, it says it's your 3-month subversary.
Well, I haven't gotten an alert yet, so I'm just going to wait until that pops up.
Okay, well, when it does, I would like VIP treatment. Thank you. So every week we like to poke a little fun at reviewers who leave fun reviews on products around the internet in a little segment we like to call What the Review? No? Okay. It's a working title.
Hey, real quick, Kev coming in with a 5-month resub saying this show is thick.
Hey, good sub, good guy. I like him.
Yeah. But still nothing from Jer. So
I'm gonna quit this fucking show.
Man, I don't know what to tell you. It didn't pop up in the chat either, so.
Well, Doug, take it away with the first with the first review of this product. God damn it. It just says right there. Hold on. It says share. I'm going to share it.
Oh, you didn't share
it.
Oh,
you didn't share it. There it is.
Hey!
AP Jared coming with a 3-month resub. Congratulations for paying for your own stuff.
Why did Kevin get such excitement and I just got that?
Because I wrote thick.
Because he wrote thick. You didn't send a message or anything.
Well, I got to host a show. I can't be sitting here chatting.
Spook coming in with the tier 1 sub. It's a gift sub, it looks like. Gifted it to Big Red Beard 86, also known as Ed.
Yeah.
Ed wasn't already subscribed?
AKA Sabon.
He may not have renewed it, so he got one for free.
He said nude.
Right, let's move on.
Okay, anywho, so the first thing that I'm going to be reading the review from, I'm going to talk, is a book called Where is Baby's Belly Button? By the way, I don't know if you noticed this. That child is lifting up their shirt to show their belly button. It's a drawing. It's a really shitty drawing. But the fingers on the to our right definitely looks like there's 5 fingers because
yeah,
the one
five
at the
fingers.
Very top is like it's not in a placement to be a thumb.
Yeah. So
that baby has 5 fingers.
Also,
5 fingers.
I mean, the eyeballs are clearly too far apart.
Unless yeah. It's like that, but that's that's weird.
This baby is the result of 2 cousins fucking in Arkansas.
Oh man. That's why it's got like the red in the cheeks. Like that
the eyes super far apart and the too many fingers.
The lemon head.
Where's baby's belly button? We don't know.
Yeah,
we're not entirely sure.
We have worse things to think about.
Yeah. We don't know where it is. Okay. The review, 1 star. This comes from Pac-Man. And the title is "Do not buy this book. You can see the ending right on the cover."
That's good.
This book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding baby's belly button. The title makes this much clear from the very beginning. However, there is no mystery. There is no twist. Baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be, on the baby's stomach, right where it, and then it cuts off.
What? No, it doesn't.
That's for me.
Chair!
What?
Hold on. I'm making the picture smaller. There we go. Right where it clearly right on the baby's stomach. Right where it clearly shows you it is on the cover of the book. This plot is a complete mess as a result of its reliance on the mystery of where the belly button is. Everything falls apart the second you realize the belly button was in plain sight all along. There is no conflict, there is no character development, and there is scarcely any plot. Whoever wrote this book must have a serious error in judgment, because you would have to be an infant to not immediately understand where baby's belly button is. This is one of the worst pieces of literature I have ever read.
That's awesome.
All right. Mine is going to be a review of the blue Amazon Kindle waterproof case cover protective bag pouch. Mm-hmm. And Ben gave it a 5-star review. He's saying, I was hoping it'd be crap. Her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her. Got this for the mother-in-law for bath time. Hoping it'd be crap. Her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her. So far, this bloody thing is staying in one piece. Great for waterproof and waterproof kindling. Crap for murder.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kev? I've got a mouse.
Is it a physical mouse or like
a squeaky mouse?
A mouse toy?
It's a sweet. It's a Nexus silent wired mouse.
Mm-hmm.
For personal computers, by the way. This one's coming from Loose Seal. Good Arrest Development.
Oh, yeah. Loose Seal!
I know! All right. This is a 5-star review coming from Loose Seal. It says, works great. November 13th, 2012. It's good to know that day.
Jesus.
My girlfriend and I were on the verge of breaking up.
Don't need to announce the dates, but Kev always seems to want to.
You know what? It just reminds me of a better time on November 13th, 2012.
Oh, my God. We had just elected Obama for a second term.
Right. My girlfriend and I were on the verge of breaking up because I would not keep her awake because I would keep her awake at night with my constant mouse clicking. Not anymore. Consider this relationship saved. This mouse is so silent, she will sometimes forget I'm even home and invite her lover over. He's a pretty cool guy. Nice little twist at the end there. IMDb.
Let's talk some top box office where Maleficent, Mistress McCarthy. Of Evil, has taken the
top.
Hey,
that works too. Melissa McCarthy, Mistress of Evil. No. Right? She's not funny.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
It made $36 million.
Ooh, that's not good. Good, right?
That's good.
It's all right. It's probably not great for Disney, but they'll consider it a failure for sure. But no, they probably don't. I mean, no, it's an October.
What
random
they consider
October.
That a good, but they still consider Solo a failure.
Yeah.
The original, let's see what the original made opening weekend. Let's see.
Probably a lot more. I think
it made $69 million opening weekend.
Nice.
So, yeah, this one only did half as well. Although it wasn't really like, it wasn't marketed as heavily. I don't feel.
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of like trailers for it on TV when we were watching some stuff on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And just shitty trailers, just really bad. Mm-hmm. They were like things like elements and characters and stuff were like popping out of like the black bars, you know, that like frame the thing. But like there was nothing to indicate that the movie was in 3D or being shown in 3D or anything. Like, you know, sometimes it'll be like Disney 3D. Mm-hmm. None of that. So it was like, it just looked dumb because it would just be shit just popping out of the frame. But like, but why? This is a shitty trailer.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Probably. Yeah.
So, right now looking at the.
What? You don't say.
I'm looking online because the episode 9 trailer should have dropped because it was dropping at. Halftime.
Halftime of the sports ball game.
Now it's third quarter of the sports game of the I don't see it.
Yeah, and it's definitely not on like the front page of YouTube,
which it should be, right?
You think?
Why isn't it out yet?
Next week.
Huh. All right. Well. All right. So what are we talking about? Oh yeah, Gemini. No, that didn't come out this week. Zombieland Double Tap also came out, $26 million, and that's not going to get a sequel.
No.
Joker also is about to become the highest rated R movie of all time. So,
really? Wow.
Yep. It's about to cross that. Probably in the next couple of weeks it'll do it.
Like past like Deadpool and shit?
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost at $1 billion.
Joker?
Oh, worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide. Damn.
I think
Damn.
So.
Damn.
Worldwide right now it's at $737 million.
Wow. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculousness. So, Kevin Feige, let's talk some movie news. Kevin Feige has become the chief creative officer at Marvel. Now will oversee film, TV, and publishing. And he's so that definitely means that all the rumors that you heard about him moving over to Star Wars are not true. But even though he will develop a Star Wars film, he is not taking over the creative control for that that part of the company. So he will stay at Marvel and he will do everything. So I think I really honestly think that that's what he does now anyways, and they just didn't have the title. You know, he didn't have the title. I mean, he really oversaw everything.
Yeah.
So he was involved in producing pretty much everything. So that's it. I mean, you know, it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the big thing also is that he's overseeing publishing now as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, he'll get more control over...
And TV. He hasn't really been involved in the TV stuff. Jeff Loeb was overseeing a lot of the TV production.
Mm.
So
true. It's probably
Which
because
now makes me wonder what Jeff Loeb's going to be doing.
he probably will still be involved, but to run the day to day. But I think Kevin Feige has more of a hand in it because of the fact that they're now tying into the films.
Yeah, that's fair. Because they've always said like the Jeff Loeb stuff, like the Netflix Marvel series and stuff, are not a part of the MCU, though they were like first, you know. Shown to us that they were supposed to be part of the MCU, you know, like, oh, look, this happens after, you know, Avengers, mm-hmm. and then they kind of reference it here and there, and then never again.
Yeah,
yep, because they don't want to step on any kind of they don't want to create anything that Kevin Feige has to tie into the world.
Yeah.
So, man, you know. Old ass filmmakers are really angry these days. And much respect to Francis Ford Coppola. He is a legend. He is an absolute legend. But man, he's making dumb comments too now about Marvel and even Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
He calls the Marvel films despicable. And he goes on to quote that says you know, they're talking about the Yahoo News brought it up, and he goes on and he says, when Martin Scorsese says that the Marvel pictures are not cinema, he's right, because we expect to learn something from cinema. We expect to gain something, some enlightenment, some knowledge, some inspiration. I don't know that anyone gets anything out of seeing the same movie over and over again. Martin was kind when he said it's not cinema. He didn't say it's despicable. Which I just say it is.
Okay. All right, bud. This is coming from the guy who made Bram Stoker's Dracula and Godfather Part 3. You can shove it up your fat ass, you piece of shit. Yeah, you made Godfather Part 1 and Part 2 and Apocalypse Now. That's all you have to rest your laurels on. Go fuck off to eternity.
I mean, those
old piece of shit.
To play devil's advocate here, those three movies are like three of the best movies of all time. Like they're in everybody's top like five.
Yeah, but you can still go suck a dick.
That's okay, fair. he also went all on to
also hold on. He also made The Outsiders. That movie is hot garbage. Go, you know, he has more shit on his list than good. So you know, like Scorsese, you know, it's like, okay, you've got a lot of really good movies, and I'm still excited when I see a new movie from Martin Scorsese. Mm-hmm. I have not been excited about a Coppola movie in fucking forever because he's irrelevant. No one gives a fuck about his movies except for his classics. Dude can get fucked. I'll say it. And I know right now that Bill and Steve are somewhere in the netherworld, like just fuming at each other.
They are throwing things at each other across the room.
But yeah, no, fuck him.
I don't agree with him. I think that while the Marvel formula is definitely in play. There is 100% a formula, and it works.
Oh, easily.
But like we said before, these movies inspire. They make you laugh. They make you cry. They're very emotional. And yes, while some of them are just big popcorn movies that is a ton of fighting and stuff, there is an overarching story that has never been done in cinema history. They've never pieced together so many films into one storyline. And on top of that, you've gotten some films that are super creative and amazing. And so I just don't agree with these filmmakers who can't get with the times. And yes, I do think that the Marvel cinematic universe has killed a part of cinema to where a movie that isn't a superhero movie and comedies had the chance to make it more before, you know, now they, a lot of these things are going to Netflix and all this kind of stuff first. You know,
yeah,
now
fewer people are going to the movies. So, I mean, it makes sense.
But it's not just the Marvel stuff. It's the cost of going to the movies as well. And there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just the fact that it's Marvel films, although it does, you know, that is a big portion of it. I mean, I just bought my Star Wars tickets tonight, and it was fucking expensive for three people to go see it. So it's harder and harder to pick a movie, but the subscription based stuff is great. But yeah, I don't like it. I don't like his thoughts. I don't like his views. Both of them,
Hey.
I mean, it's what you'd expect. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I think when we first talked about this, it's like, yeah, of course you're going to expect that answer from them. You're not going to be like, oh, they're great. No, like it's what did you expect was going to happen? That's all I say. About people that are surprised that Francis Ford Coppola and Martin Scorsese don't care about Marvel movies. It was one of those. It was the most predictable.
Hey.
Answer.
Hey.
Hmm. Hey.
It's here.
Oh, good. Okay, we're gonna pause. We're gonna pause the recording, and I shouldn't even have to announce it, but because they would never know. But we're gonna pause the recording, and we're gonna do a live reaction on the live show for the new Star Wars trailer. Yeah. Okay, one second.
You have to mute your mic, unfortunately.
I know.
What?
What?
The C-3PO line.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What do you mean, what's up with that? It's foreshadowing,
it's,
man.
I know, it's just sad. The first reply on that, by the way.
The contact moved.
It's...
Where are you?
Oh, I want to see my friends one last time. God. Boy, that is...
Woo!
That's going to be special. That's going to be special. So many things to unpack, too. Like, both of them fighting together again, and then fighting each other, and then
my
you see...
My contact won't stay in my eye because of my crying.
And then you see the, you see the Emperor's chair floating.
Mm-hmm.
So, clone? We don't know.
Someone tweeted, everyone can stop watching the Jets Patriots game now.
Yeah, for real. For real. All right, well, let's get back into it. That was fucking fantastic. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that like 30,000 more times.
Yep. Let's see, Jared Leto, who, as you know, was the worst Joker of all time.
yeah, he fucking sucked, man.
He tried to stop Todd Phillips from making Joker.
Yeah.
And this man, I think Jared Leto thought he was a bigger movie star than he was.
Actually is.
Yeah, man. Because he burned a lot of bridges at all of his agencies that represented him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he moved agencies. And so here's the... let's see. Hollywood Reporter comes from a story for sources that says that Leto felt like his agents at CAA made the mistake of not letting him know about the existence of Joker origin. before the news was announced. And so he felt like Warner Brothers was wanting to replace him. And the reason for lack of support for Leto's version apparently stems from two different issues. First, by the time the standalone Joker origin movie had been announced, Leto had already dispatched with four other teams of agents at CAA. Four teams.
Wow.
The result in them, the current team didn't really feel like they wanted to go above and beyond because they were like, well, we'll just get let go. He also let go of his music manager. And then he finally jumped ship to WME agency. And he also left Full Stop Management. Furthermore, Warner Brothers wasn't keen on him doing his Jared Leto take on the Prince of Crime. And also, David Ayer was displeased with his performance, which is why they explained there was all that cut footage of all the footage of Leto on the cutting room floor, and Leto saying that there was a huge amount of Joker that didn't get into the movie.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
The studio was also not happy about his behavior during production, with sending live rats to people and other weird gifts on the set. So, and also, Warner Brothers tried to not get Joker made as well. They didn't think it was going to be a big deal, and so they were nervous about making an R-rated Joker. So they gave him a small budget on purpose, hopefully that he would say, never mind. But he was like, no, we'll still do it. And Warner Brothers even ended up splitting the finance with Bronze Studios and Village Roadshow. And the movie's almost made $1 billion, and now they have to split the profits.
You know what, though? Even splitting the profits, it's still going to make them more money than they made on, like, Justice League.
Yeah. So,
it's funny that they
Suicide
have to, like...
Squad.
So, Jared Leto, piece of shit.
Go act a fool.
Yeah,
Jared Leto, terrible choice for the Joker, even that version of the Joker. We've got two more movies coming with Harley Quinn, played by Margot Robbie. I'm so curious what they're going to do about Mr. J in regards to her. Is he just going to be talked about? Are we never going to see the Joker again? Are they going to try and bring him back for Suicide Squad 2? He's not, as far as I know.
I read an article about it. He's not going to be in it at all. And she, I guess that the reason why she's doing the thing is a hard breakup. And she's just done with Mr. J. And so they'll just reference him.
Yeah, I guess they can do that for these two movies, but it's just one of those things where it's like, that's not her character. Even when she breaks up with them, they always end up back together. So it would just be really curious if in, like, Suicide Squad 2, we meet a new Joker or something, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I like that idea that, like, Joker was a mantle to be passed down, and this just happens to be this current version of Joker.
Or that Joker, they could make him into... He wasn't the real Joker, you know? He was an imposter, and Harley fell for the wrong Joker. Some shit.
Yeah.
Or that Joker was all in her mind.
Yeah, that was her. That's what she thought he was.
Yeah. And it was. Ugh,
that'd be so crazy. And then we see him. He's just like really gross.
Yeah.
Hey, Barbary. Hey. I'm the Cloud Prince of Crime.
M'lady.
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 Hey, Kev, can you.
Hi, buddy.
Can you hit that movie pass drop?
Mother. Movie pass, movie. Hey, get out of the sound booth.
Braids and credit cards.
You can't.
Movie pass. Audio Jungle.
You can't take. You can't make your theme based on the headline.
Fuck you, it's Movie Pass. I do what I want.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, just like Movie Pass too.
It's like Movie Pass.
So Movie Pass lives on from the grave. They are charging credit cards still.
Motherfucker.
So several users have discovered mysterious charges from their cards. One user was charged twice in September. once for a $10 membership and another unknown fee of $6.
It was when they went to McDonald's with their card.
So Yeah, there was, it's amazing. These people, this company, I'm so glad I'd never gave them my credit card info. So glad. Fuck MoviePass.
I mean, they have been.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Anyways.
It's the new Soulja Boy. Like, we should have made a drop for it because we've used it more than every other story. It outlived Soulja Boy, surprisingly.
Kev, we do have a drop for it. Every week we have a drop for it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Kev, don't you have a game to talk about? Didn't you play something?
Yeah, didn't you play something?
What?
Oh god.
Now, you're talking about the Surge 2. Yes, I did play the Surge 2 and it was pretty fun, man. Okay, so the Surge 2, we got a review copy of that and I played a lot of the Surge 1. This is basically it felt like a good upgrade. In the first one you can use like you can damage limbs, and in this one they kind of perfected that model where if there's somebody wearing full armor, you go for the head and it'll kind of disorient them or make them drop a weapon if you hit them in one of their arms. They basically just took that to the next level. I'm about 3 hours into it right now and I've gotten past like the first like couple of areas and it's really fun. The boss battles are super fast paced. It's a Dark Souls type game, so if you're into punishing yourself, pick up Surge 2. But it's just, it's so much fun. It's basically Dark Souls with a modern, like futuristic take where you have like a mech suit that you get parts for. You still have a Souls kind of meter where you're collecting parts, but you got to bank them or you lose them if you die. Mm-hmm. Or if you get a chance to go back to it, you can collect them. And once again, that's how you level up in the game. It's really fun. Like I said, I'm about 3 hours into it, so it's still pending, but I'm really enjoying it. If you're a fan of any kind of Dark Souls type game, this is another one that's another great one that'll just tide you over until whatever Dark Souls comes out next. But yeah, the Surge 2 was fantastic. So that was the one I reviewed. Jedi Fallen Order till that comes out?
Well, that's going to be the next Dark Souls like game. That's what they're saying anyways.
Yeah, it looked like it after that trailer that the most recent
the difficulty. They have a difficulty slider that ranges from, "Hey guys, what are you doing? Oh, you just passing through? That's cool." To, "Oh, we Dark Souls and you're going to die a lot."
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if you look at like the gameplay trailers and stuff, I mean, and the developers have talked like, you know, we gave you a lightsaber, like the most powerful weapon in the galaxy, essentially, that you'd just be cutting through fools. So they made the enemies like have dodge and parry attacks. And so you have to do that as well, because it's like, yeah, no, one hit and you're dead. Good. Because you also like, so. Well, I'm not going to play it that way because I'm there for the story and not for getting my ass handed to me 1,000 times over.
Thank you.
I still think that's pretty fucking sick.
Mm-hmm. When I saw that trailer recently, I think it was an IGN like gameplay trailer. It looked like Dark Souls, like the enemies even looked like that. And I like, there was something that they mentioned about the humans. Like humans are the only ones you can't like rip limbs off of, but everything else, like droids, animals, all that stuff, like you could cut them in half. Like it's crazy how their limbs come apart in that. Pretty fun, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, which is crazy because it didn't Force Unleashed, you could take limbs, right?
I don't think so. I just knew about their like crazy physics system where you could launch people everywhere.
I thought people could lose arms in that. Stormtroopers especially should lose limbs. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. But I will say one of the things I remember saying also is that like I like that they essentially like okay, so you're going to face a lot of stormtroopers, right? They're going to be like your main bad guy, and they are going to be pretty fucking easy to kill. Like they're going to be your cannon fodder. But the thing is that there's going to be a ton of them coming at you, but they're going to be easy to kill. But there's going to be a ton of them coming at you. And so like I'm excited for that, because it's like, I mean, you watch those gameplay trailers and just the dumb fun shit that they do with the stormtroopers. It's like, "Oh, you shot me? Cool. You come here. Now you stand right here." Oh, you shot yourself. Like, that shit's so funny. I'm excited. Oh, I can't wait. So that's so soon. That's like a month away.
Ooh. Yeah. November 15th. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yep. Let's get some gaming news before we get out of here today. And Blizzard is at it again. Blizzard is they're really, really storming it up, huh? Blizzard. They've banned the U.S. Hearthstone collegiate team after the Hong Kong protest. So a couple guys went on to, they were streaming, and three American University students held up a sign during this week's Hearthstone Championships, which read, "Free Hong Kong, boycott Blizz." And so they got banned, which is, you know, I mean, just more par for the course. Blizzard was also banning users in their on Twitch.
Yeah.
for saying anything that had anything to do with China. Free Hong Kong.
Free Hong Kong. Yeah.
So you could get banned there as well. And there's, you know, as a company, you know you're doing the wrong thing when both sides of the political party can come together as one and tell you that you should reconsider what you're doing. Like when both Democrats and Republicans go, "Hey, you got to agree, this is really messed up, right?"
Because it's fucking with their money.
So
yeah, you know, they're like, "Oh, it goes against you know, section 7.1.B." Yeah, you know, which is all about, like, they'll show, you know, respect to participants and viewers and blah blah blah. Get fucked. Also, you and Francis Ford Coppola can all get together and get fucked together. No, it's just like, okay, I'm sure I'll treat them with respect, with the respect of being able to protest and hold up a sign and whatever and show of support, because I'm just, while it's not the same, I'm just trying to imagine, like, if for whatever reason somehow World War II is happening right now or whatever, and if you held up a sign that said "fuck Nazis" and then Blizzard being like, no, you got to be respectful to everybody.
There's good people on both sides.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of the same thing where it's like, man,
well,
Hong Kong's got some shit going on right now, and like they want democracy and all this, you know, whatever, blah blah blah, all this and that. Like, I don't know. It's just fuck off.
You're putting money over human lives, because people are dying. People are dying every single day in China. There is no democracy there. It's just a dictatorship, and you know, it's people go missing. People, I don't support them. I don't support any company that is doing. I haven't watched an NBA game yet. I haven't played a Blizzard game. Unfortunately, I really wish that Apple would reverse course on what they're doing. I own Apple products, so I'm not going to, like, throw that away. I'm not throwing my phone away.
Yeah.
But I am trying to do my part, at least until they correct course and they see that they've done wrong, you know? But,
even when the creator and owner of Facebook is telling you fucked up, like, that dude fucks up all the time. So
yeah,
he's telling you fucked up.
Yeah, that dude just said,
"You fuck it up."
He literally just came out and was like, "Well, misleading and lying in advertisements, you're just going to have to deal with it." If that guy comes out and tells you you messed up.
Yeah, that you went too far. Yeah. Then maybe you went too far. Yeah. I mean, if that guy's okay with that, but he was like, nah, you can't. That's the whole point of what I'm saying. You can't ban people for their views.
BlizzCon is going to be an interesting place to
be. BlizzCon is going
to
be.
Oh yeah, and that's like this week,
2 weeks, or is it?
Blizzard has had to cancel a lot of events. They've canceled appearances. They even canceled the Overwatch launch party for Overwatch coming out on the Switch.
Yeah, Nintendo New York at the New York place.
So they've been under a lot of scrutiny with a lot of. I mean, it should be. We shouldn't even be pointing the finger fully at Blizzard as well. It should be at Activision with that piece of shit Bobby Kotick.
Yeah, that's a name I don't ever want to hear or say, but hey, he's here.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, basically.
So that's why I ain't buying your Call of Duty either.
Oh, they're already leaking that, like, Diablo 4 is going to get announced. And it's like, of course it is, because that's the only thing you fucking have in your chamber
to try to win people
over.
I guarantee you they weren't ready to announce that until next year or the following year. I guarantee it's in like pre-alpha. They just like started working. Yeah. They were like, oh God, guys, we need something big. All right.
How close are you being done with that? Oh man, like a year and a half. Oh,
like no. I got the art finished.
4 months.
The title. Yeah. No, we're announcing it at BlizzCon. We need something. We need some good PR.
Just take three and reskin it.
Just take three and reskin it.
Yep.
Just flip the maps over.
Flip the map.
It, then reskin it. These dumbasses won't know. Fuck.
Yeah. You remember how they reacted last year with the whole cell phone bit, right?
God.
Idiots.
I don't have cell phones, right?
Yeah. You guys don't have cell phones?
Dumb.
All right, well, guys, it's been confirmed that Xbox is going to win the next generation of consoles. We talked a little bit about it. But all the Xbox One controllers are going to work with the next Xbox, which we love to hear. Even if it was a launch controller, if it's one with Bluetooth support, or the Elite. If it worked with the Xbox One, it's going to work with Scarlett. And not only that, but all the accessories as well from Xbox One.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And backwards compatibility through all the way back to the first generation.
Yeah, all the way back to the original Xbox.
So does that mean I can throw in an Xbox original game and it'll fucking play?
Probably not.
Probably off the select list, like it's been like that for Xbox One.
Yeah.
Like you, if you have the disc for that particular game, yeah, it'll patch it on the fly and you can.
You'll
play
probably
it,
but... launch it digitally from now on. They'll just patch
That's
it.
That's what I was wondering. It's like, is it going to be like, oh, it'll be available digitally and we'll have it in the store. But at the same time, like, when I got these, I may not have any Xbox original games, but you know, like, I have some 360s games.
What, like the Burger King game?
Hell yeah. Sneak King?
Mm-hmm. Sneak King.
Love that game.
Damn.
That was the best game, dude. It was like Metal Gear Solid with hamburgers. You had to like sneak up behind people and then fucking scare them and give them a burger. It was fucking great.
Duck. So I guess it wasn't that game.
No. What?
Everybody had that game.
Wow, man, I must have missed that.
Everybody. Oh. That was the one time that everybody went to Burger King.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah,
man, all those fucking games.
Must have missed that. I must have still been playing my Tony Hawk like game sampler thing from fucking Pizza Hut.
Hell yeah. PlayStation Underground.
You can now Steam just released the beta version of I don't even know if they, it's called it's a long name, Steam Remote Play Together. So now you can take local games that don't have multiplayer and you can play them over the internet with your friends.
Adorable.
So Ghostbusters would be a prime example. Never mind, it doesn't have co-op.
Yeah, it doesn't even have local multiplayer.
Forget it. I just was joking.
Oh.
So, but everything else, yeah, if it has local multiplayer, you can, and the other friend doesn't even need to have a copy of the game. So how badass is that? So if it has local co-op, you and your buddy can play it and have fun together.
That's pretty awesome. I like that.
Doug, once again, is looking like he just didn't go to Burger King.
the idea that someone doesn't have to own, cool, because you know, that's what makes it cool. But I'm thinking, like, but how many games that have multiplayer don't have online multiplayer and only have local multiplayer?
I'm glad that you asked, because there's a lot of 1,000 titles. Games. I mean, what if you... they all look like they have multiplayer. I mean, what if you wanted to play Tekken 7 together and you had one copy? Then you can play it.
No, I get the one copy thing is cool as long as like there's no like latency or some shit.
I'm sure
someone's streaming the game.
I'm sure there's going to be latency. This is Steam. No. Come on, not everything is.
Yeah, this isn't fucking Epic.
Yeah,
just kidding.
This isn't Epic. It's Steam we're talking about, where they're just like, "Here's a feature. Go play with it. Fix it for us."
Hey, we're still relevant. Here's a thing.
Guys,
else has this thing.
Guys, we may not have AAA titles hardly anymore, but we sure got this cool feature.
I mean, to be fair, that's kind of what Epic lacks is features.
No, for sure. But yep. That's now what Steam lacks is games to play.
Yeah.
Boom! Just kidding.
Bam!
Steam. Just kidding, Steam. You'll get them in time. Yeah, 3 months to a year.
Yeah, yep. It's a timed release. You'll get them after a timed release.
Yep. Just you, though.
Hey, Valve, why don't you try it?
Everyone else is getting like Red Dead. Everyone's getting Red Dead on November 5th. You'll get yours in December. It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, Steam, why don't you try spending some money of all the money you make and, I don't know, maybe get your own exclusive. Like maybe a first-party game. Like maybe Half-Life 3.
Yeah. Or
Left 4 Dead 3.
Left 4 Dead 3, yeah.
Or Portal 3.
Yeah. Maybe make another game
Team
for
Fortress
once.
Team Fortress 3.
God.
Dota 3.
Do something. Hey guys, we've announced that we're making games again. And we're making a card game because that's what everybody wanted. And then they made one and it failed.
Yeah, you can only play two rounds though, because goddamn, we can't do a third.
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, Twitch has come out with a cool new feature called Watch Parties.
Okay.
And it'll let streamers watch Prime Video with its viewers. Yeah.
They have to be Prime members also. Twitch Prime as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that way everyone gets credit for watching it.
Yeah, it's just a essentially they're not just streaming movies and stuff, you know what I mean? Like whatever. It's cool, and you know, it was brought to our attention earlier this week from Blakey, our community manager over on the Discord. He mentioned it because he was like, hey, this would be really sick to do for like Horror Fest next year if we chose movies that were on Prime and that we could watch with our Prime members.
Hey, we can call it 8-Bit Horror Fest Prime.
Shit, chair.
And then the slogan can be, welcome to Twitch Prime, bitch! Because welcome to prime time.
Yeah, no, we get it.
Twitch, we got it.
Yeah. Twitch. We could have left it with my cool thing, but, you know,
but
it's whatever.
The bitch part? Did you hear the bitch part? Let me try it again. Okay. Bitch! Did that work? How about that time?
I mean, maybe. Let's hear it one more time.
Yeah, let's do it
again. Welcome to Twitch prime time, bitch!
Because it wasn't the same as the first
time. Hold on. Let me drink some
water.
It was
completely different.
Hold on. Welcome! Welcome to Twitch prime time! I'm your host. Wait, no. Bitch! Yes.
Well, that's thank you, Mr. Wheaty, for subscribing with Twitch Prime, bitch.
Was it Wheatley?
Whatever. Wheatley.
Yeah, Mr. Wheatley.
Wheatley. Yeah, Mr. Wheatley. Not whatever. Sorry, Wheatley. You're important to me, bitch.
Bitch. Oh, bitch.
Oh, bitch.
That's our show. That's all I got for you. So stay tuned. We got a post show where you can ask us some questions.
You can ask us some questions.
Carl? yeah, the fry man is a little bit of what that guy.
Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.